Hi, Commander Wiz Withers here for Military Leadership Blog. As I mentioned in an earlier blog post, I had gone up to attend a football game at the Naval Academy up in Annapolis, Maryland. And Navy plays its home games in a facility called Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Okay. And it looks like your basic athletic stadium, and it's kind of in the shape of a horseshoe. And many stadiums have what they call a ring of honor. They put up the names of players that have played there, that have done significant things, that maybe they've gone to the Hall of Fame or something like that. Well, Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium has its ring of honor also, but it doesn't have the names of people up there. It has names like Bella Wood, Chateau Thierry, Savo Island, Bougainville, Sicily, Incheon, Chosin Reservoir, Mekong Delta, Yankee Station. These are all places. And I was thinking about this because when I was at the stadium this last time, I happened to witness a conversation. There were these two young ladies, and I'm guessing they were probably about college age, and they were dressed in the colors of the visiting team. And they were looking at the stadium, and they were commenting about what all those names were on the walls. And just at that time, an older gentleman, I'm going to guess he's, you know, probably about in his 70s, he was walking kind of slow, is, you know, hunched over, had some really thick glasses on, and he's wearing a baseball cap. And he said, well, young lady, he said, those are the names of significant battles in the history of the Navy and Marine Corps. Battles from World War I and World War II and Korea and Vietnam and some other conflicts as well. And one of the two girls, you know, more, she said this more to her friend than to anybody else. She said, I wonder why is it that we always have to make a big deal out of battles and out of war? Why does that have to be always so important? And the older gentleman just stopped for a second, and he just got this big smile on his face. And he kind of looks like he kind of looks like your grandfather would look, you know? I mean, look up the word grandfather in the dictionary, and you'd probably see this guy's picture. You know? And he says, we don't put those names up there to remind us of what happened. And the girl says, we don't? He goes, no. He says, those names are up there to remind us of the people that were involved in those conflicts. We put them up there to respect what they did and to honor them for their service. And we especially honor those who were killed for their sacrifice. And one of the girls, her eyes just lit up, and she goes, oh, so you mean it's like when I go to the cemetery and I go visit my grandfather and I put flowers on his tombstone and I tell him that I love him and I miss him. And he said, young lady, that's exactly right. He says, we're telling those people that thank you for what you did, and we honor you and respect you, and we miss you. That's exactly why those places are up there. And as the girls go walking off, the gentleman starts his slow walk, and he comes toward me, and I stop and stick out my hand and said, sir, I just want to shake your hand. I said, I overheard that conversation, and I thank you for reminding me. I said, I have an interest in history, and I have a tendency to look at these places as what happened. And he looks at me, and he's got his ball cap says, Korea Veteran. And he says, always remember, son, it's about the people. It's about the people. You know, and as the gentleman walked off, I watched him for a couple seconds, and I said, you know, leadership is about influencing people, and that man is a leader, because in 30 seconds, he had a profound influence on three different people. Just something I wanted to leave with you today. Okay. So until next time, then, for Military Leadership Blog, I'm Commander Wiz Withers. Thanks for listening.